There was a man who spent all Christmas Eve brooding about doing something. He got up in the morning, he thought about it, he went through the middle of the day with it playing on his mind, until finally he caved in at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and he finally realized that he was destined to do it. He went and he bent down slowly and he picked up a book called How to Be an Explorer of the World by Kerry Smith. He picked up that book, How to Be an Explorer of the World, and that's the book that broke his resistance and got him to record a very special message to you this Christmas Eve. With a small number of hours remaining before the bewitching moment, and when already Santa Claus is madly busy, probably got to Singapore, may not be all that far from Dubai as we speak right now. So how to be explorer of the world, and how on earth is this relevant? Well, that man is me. I am the man who's been brooding about saying something to you. And as I hold the book in my hand, I realize that the wish I have that best fits all of the different people who are dear to me, who I've been thinking about during the day, is the wish that you will be an explorer of the world into 2015. Through Christmas. And there's absolute certainty that we would all agree, I suspect, that Christmas is an exploration. The three wise men were explorers. They travelled round the world to get to Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary were explorers. They went all the way down from wherever they were to Bethlehem. And the whole journey, the whole story of the virgin birth at Christmas is indeed a story of an exploration. And what could be a bigger exploration than a God sending his son down onto a small little island called Earth to try to make a difference? So how to be an explorer of the world feels to me like an appropriate wish for you, whatever you believe, wherever you've come from. Now, the thing about explorers are that it's a pretty wretched life at times. You may well be plagued by mosquitoes, you may well have half your toes dug off by piranha, you may well be, you know, have your whole body, you know, frozen or roasted. You may be, you know, so thirsty that you're delirious. You may be barely hanging on by your fingernails. But, and I have, of course, in my mind, people like Shackleton and what's his name, Breen, or whatever his man, the man from County Kerry in Ireland, who went on the boat with him, Tom Crean. You know, I'm thinking of many, many great explorers. Chris Bonington, who taught me a lesson once upon a time when I read one of his books, that, you know, returning is more noble than the crossing over, when he actually turned back from the peak, or from within sight of the peak of Everest, and the wonderful strength that requires, and the wonderful humility and balance that requires. So being an explorer of the world is what I wish you. Because if you think of the explorers that you've known, certainly the ones I've known, I've never come across an explorer who said to me, don't explore, it ain't worth it. I've been up the Amazon, I've been down the tributaries, I've been with Fitzcarraldo, I've been sort of to crazy places, I've been hallucinating, etc. I've done all these things. And now I know it isn't the right thing to do. No, all surviving explorers will tell you that the journey, the effort at exploring, was ultimately worth it. So if they survived and didn't die in the process, if they're still living after exploring, they've survived whatever, if they were like Job and they were hit by as many awful things as hit Job, provided you survive, you'll be fine. And I've said before in other places that, you know, the key to survival in life, the key to staying in there, hanging in there and keeping going, is the breath. It's just, you know, so long as you keep on breathing, you will basically be okay. You know, it doesn't mean you'll be okay tomorrow or the day after, but certainly if you don't breathe, you won't be okay. So I know one or two pretty obvious explorers, and I'll refer to them here because they're very, very dear to me and I'd like them to feel included in this. And they're the Misfits, AJ Lehan, Melissa Lehan, Jesse M. White, and other people in that stage. Real explorers. Oh, shit. Excuse me. Well, that was a disaster, to which I didn't react in a very Buddhist manner. I spilt a glass of wine. I knocked a glass of wine sideways. Didn't break the glass, but the wine went over my sister-in-law's settee. It went over my computer, and it went down the back of the chair. So that led me to get terribly flustered and put a half an hour in trying to clean the... Anyway, why am I telling you this? No, let me go back to the point about, I suppose, being an adventurer, an explorer in the world involves exploring the feelings you have when you have an accident. Exploring the way in which other people react when they discover that you've had an accident. And exploring how textiles react when you try to get red wine out of them. So I guess that's what I'm working with, or that's what I'm wishing, that's what I'm hoping you, that's how I'm hoping you will see the year ahead, the Christmas we're having, the period. Actually, there's another journey, there's another exploration, exploring what happens between Christmas and New Year. That's an interesting kind of phase. It's, for me, it's a period of time during which I do quite a lot of reflecting. And I had a number of years and consecutive years when I kind of did a reconciliation with the year. So I went back over the year and I referred to it and I remembered what I took from it. And I tried to sum it all up in a whole long stream of consciousness in blank verse. So I can't really set out to mention other people than AJ Lehan and Melissa Lehan. It just gets impossible. But I would like to pay special tribute to a group of people who have helped me an awful lot during the year, at all times, I suppose, but particularly when I've been well. And they are Stefano Landi over there in Montreal, Mark Cotton, who's in Northampton or thereabouts, McColgan, who's up there in Scotland, Christian Payne, who's in East Anglia, Simon and his lovely, lovely Jana, Turbo Stream, lovely man, Top Gold, Dean Reed. These are all podcasters. Roger Overall, podcaster. Jane Boyd. I mean, I'm only just trying to get my head around. Bernie Goldback, Dean Reed. I mean, these are, I may have mentioned some of those a couple of times. But I can't think who else I listen to. Chris Pilgrim. These are some of the people, and only some of the people, whose company has kept me sane. Be an explorer of this world. That's what I wish you. That's what I want to leave you with. That's my loving wish for you. All I can say is thank you so much for so much.